We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Police have arrested a teenage boy after a Metro bus driver was stabbed yesterday in Woodland Hills. Our Natalie Tavidian is at the scene of the crime, and she joins us live.
Karen, police just announced that arrest was made a couple hours ago. This raises a lot of concerns about the safety of public transportation. Here is LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
The largest challenge we have in bus ridership as far as safety is we do have low levels of disorderly conduct. We have people who are verbally abusive of bus operators. We have individuals that feel that they don't have to provide by or follow the code of conduct. This type of vicious assault is an anomaly, but it is also one that this department, and I'm happy to report that the MTA, would not have any fashion of explaining away. That instead, it's leaning in to provide every resource to us to ensure it was solved. And I believe, again, that we've identified the person responsible and that we will bring him to before the criminal justice system.
Chief Moore said that he was just at the hospital where the 61-year-old bus driver is recovering. Robin Karen, the police chief, says he's in extremely critical condition.
Thanks, Natalie. Indoor seating not currently available at a Starbucks in Studio City over some apparent safety concerns. Margaret Carrero has more.
The seating area is completely empty. No tables, no chairs. This is at Ventura Boulevard and Vineland Avenue. A statement from Starbucks indicates that their local leaders are empowered to use the many resources at their disposal to modify store operations and create the best experience for their communities. While no specifics have been given, this area resident says there has been a huge surge in the number of homeless people moving around from place to place.
You've got people who are more disturbed, have more mental illness, and when they come in, they're really disruptive. They'll just approach people. I've noticed it at Ralph's. I've noticed it here where you'll just see somebody come in and start ranting, you know, and I'm sure that they didn't want to have people as a target.
L.A. City Councilwoman Nithya Raman, who represents the area, issued a statement saying in part that the reason her team has worked so hard to house people at encampments in the district is because she simply does not accept that workers and business owners should be left to manage this crisis on their own. In Studio City, I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Hollywood writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The WGA is preparing for a mass rally in downtown L.A. tomorrow, with the strike now almost a month old. Members of five other unions, including IATSE and the Teamsters, are set to join them in a show of support. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel tells us the studios are waiting until early June so they can possibly cancel a number of lucrative deals with the TV showrunners.
So this isn't going to settle before then, probably going to grind on through the summer, quite frankly. And SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Union, Screen Actors Guild, is probably going to go on strike as well when their contract expires June 30th.
He says an actor's walkout would be significant because so far only about half of all Hollywood production has been shut down by the writer's strike. That would jump to all production being canceled if the actors hit the picket lines, too. There's only been one joint actors-writer strike before in Hollywood history. That was in 1960. The dispute ended in the union's winning rights to residuals as well as pension and health plans.
The feds are predicting a hotter-than-usual summer for California and the rest of the country. Eric Bolt of the National Weather Service tells KNX it looks like a series of heat waves will roll in.
So it's a combination of the low temperatures and high temperatures, put them all together, and after 3 months, we should be above normal overall. So that's not a big surprise. We've seen this year after year during the summer.
Energy expert John Hyatt from USC tells KNX he thinks we will avoid any summer power crunch because of a lot of hydroelectric supplies with all the snow melt.
I think we're going into this summer in a very good position to avoid brown and blackouts just because we're at 235% of snowpack right now of normal.
Bolt says it seems every year this century we're breaking records and setting new highs for extreme heat. And he says El Nino will be a factor this year in some more soaring temperatures.
A lockdown at Longley Way Elementary in Arcadia has been lifted. Now, the lockdown was prompted by police activity nearby. It's not clear what exactly was going on. School officials say there were no threats to the campus.
The LAPD is honoring its K-9 officers killed in the line of duty. A new memorial has been unveiled at its department headquarters in downtown L.A. A bronze dog sits on top of the marble podium where the names of four police dogs are engraved. The LAPD has used K-9 since 1980, starting with two dogs. Today, the K-9 platoon has grown to 18 with five firearm protection dogs.
A 14-year-old Paramount girl who had been missing since early this month has been found. The family of Jacqueline Espinoza realized she was gone on the morning of May 6th, and a neighbor's Ring camera had footage of her walking in the area in pajamas early that morning. Now, authorities found no evidence of foul play, and she had no history of running away. No details have been released about where she was found or where she had been.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey, Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.